Once again, this is Oscar Brand bringing you Voices in the Wind.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. We like living right and being free.
Comment of Merle Haggard and the Strangers in his song Okie from Muskogee. Haggard's become known alternately as the king of country music and the poet of the common man, and he may be neither. But his hit songs sold 855,000 LP albums and brought him an invitation to perform for President Nixon at the White House. Haggard, however, has refused to wear a political label. He says there are messages people find in his songs that he never intended to put there. One of his songs asks, did you ever steal a quarter when you was 10 years old? Ever wear a brogan with a hole in the sole? Did you ever ride a freight train while running from the law? I've done it all, Lord. Well, he may not have done it all, but he did enough to merit a solitary confinement on his 21st birthday for attempting to hold up a bar in his hometown of Bakersfield, California. Well, our reporter, Steve Rath, spoke with Merle Haggard in Gaithersburg, Maryland, and asked him whether Okie from Muskogee had changed his audience.
For a while, for a couple of years, it might have drawn some people to the concert who really wasn't there to listen, just to investigate. You know, a small minority might have came just to see what the hell was going on, you know. And when they found out that it was just country music, well, I think that the word got around and they began to stay away, you know, the curious type. In other words, not the music lover, but the investigator.
Did you ever feel as though people were putting you up as a symbol or putting your music up as a symbol of something that you didn't necessarily want to be?
There was talk of that. I read articles where that they talked about the spokesman for the silent majority and that type of thing, you know, and I think there's been enough interviews to straighten that out since then, you know, that not anyone's spokesman. I'm just, normal middle-aged American that's found somewhere in between, you know, liberal and extreme right or whatever, you know.
Are you sort of notorious once in a while?
Unpredictable, you mean?
Yeah.
I like to think so, yeah. It's kind of irritating for people to know exactly what you're going to do, you know. And I sometimes, once in a while, do something that I don't even want to do myself, just sort of throw them off the track. I really hate to be dependable, you know. It's against my nature, I guess, to be dependable. But I've got a pretty good track record behind me as far as being dependable, and it sometimes irritates me. I don't know why, but it does. And I always have this gnawing in my stomach to, you know, just to walk off some night and not appear and let them find me in Vegas somewhere 3 or 4 weeks later, you know. And had it been 12, 15 years ago, it probably happened. But now, you know, your maturity, or that's what they call it anyway, takes over and keeps you here, you know.
Yeah. I always sort of try and keep in mind that there's a door and I want to be able to go out it. I'm not saying I'm going to do it at the slightest provocation, but I do want to keep it open as an option.
That door, I haven't had a door for about 12 years, and there was a situation, which I can't mention, but a situation happened last night, which gave me that door. And now I'm playing because I want to play, not because I have to. So it makes you feel a little better.
Is there a time you think that you quit playing and quit the traveling that you say requires a lot of energy?
I hope so. I hope that I'll be able to do that without hurting anyone, you know, or injuring anyone financially. We have a lot of people involved in the show and things of that type, and people that depend upon me, and many families, you know, and so I hope the day will come when they don't all depend on me, you know.
What will you do? What are some of the things you want to do when you are free to do them?
Aside from music, I probably will always be involved in music some way. I'd like to enter some of these bass fishing tournaments that they have around the country. I'd like to get into that, you know. It's kind of getting like golf, you know. There's quite a purse involved now, and it's becoming a competitive sport, and that's something I've just thought of lately, you know, that I would like to do, and I'm preparing to do it. I'm selling my runabout boats, and I'm going to buy me a fantastic bass boat, and I'm going to enter some of those tournaments.
But right now it's on the road to the next gig.
Yeah, that's about it.
Is there some particular thing that makes you keep going right now?
Fuzzy Owen and Bob Eubanks. No. Bob is the promoter of the show. Fuzzy Owen is my personal manager. And they are the business end of the show, and responsible for the shows. And it's our agreement to... I hold up my end of it, and they hold up theirs, so...
What's your end?
My end is, you'll see in just a few minutes.
One call of working man blues. Go like this right here. It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. Yeah, but I've been a working man, dang near all my life, and keep on working. Long as my 2 hands are fit to use, I drink a little beer in a tavern and sing a little bit of these working man blues. I keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, but I go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drink a little beer in a tavern and sing a little bit of these working man blues. Well, hey, hey, the working man like me. I ain't never been on welfare. One place I won't be, but I'll be working. Long as my 2 hands are fit to use, I drink a little beer in a tavern and cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here come a working man right now. Leaving, do a little bumming around. Won't throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town, but I go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes, Lord, Lord. I drink a little beer in a tavern and cry a little bit of these working man blues. This song goes out especially for all the working men.
Working Man Blues, Merle Haggard, political symbol despite his own professed desire for neutrality. Lonely despite his tremendous popularity and singular success, the poet of the common man in conversation with our reporter, Steve Rath.